here in Washington, D.C., it's been a little colder than usual.
Oh, my God. It's 21 degrees.
How are you? I'm David.
Hi, David.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So a few of us at Morning Edition decided to go cook up something warm with Carla Hall. Carla is one of the hosts of ABC's talk show, The Chew, and she was a finalist on the reality TV show Top Chef. We are over at her house to test out a recipe from her new cookbook.
Should we follow you to the kitchen?
The book is called Carla's Comfort Foods, and she put it together with cooking writer Genevieve Coe. Today, we are going to make spanakopita. It's Greek, but the book is full of dishes she loves from around the world. She says she follows threads of flavor through different cultures, because food is what connects us. Whether it be cooking techniques or flavors, cultures never feel too far apart.
Your nose doesn't have to look like mine. Your skin doesn't have to look like mine, but I can still celebrate you.
And you feel like the kitchen is a place where you see that we're all the same in many ways.
Yes.
For people who don't know, give me the nuts and bolts of spanakopita.
It has spinach and feta cheese, and it's in this little phyllo pocket.
It's flaky, and you can't stop yourself.
Exactly. You just keep eating them. Yes, and every time you say yes, I'll have that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was catering, I would make that dish, but I would have lemon because I love a good pucker, and I love lemon.
So, love a good pucker.
I love anything like sour and tart, and you just can't get too tart for me.
Now, instead of making those little pocket hors d'oeuvres of spanakopita, we're going to make it the more traditional Greek way, as a big casserole.
I've thought about how much time it takes to make the recipes. I've thought about how many pots and pans you're going to use to make the dishes. I really wanted people to want to do it.
I want to do it.
Do you want to do it?
I want to do it.
Let's do it, David!
So we start the oven.
Let's do 345. Just press 3 and a 4.
Give me the basics. I like that. Okay.
And then start.
And line up our ingredients.
Scallions.
Check.
A shallot. Yes. Yeah, those are shallots.
I knew that. Done.
Garlic.
Got some garlic.
Perfect.
Check.
Also an egg, crumbled feta, ricotta cheese, nutmeg, spinach, parsley, and we've got a problem.
Phyllo sheets. Are we using phyllo or puff pastry?
Puff pastry?
Yeah, we brought puff pastry. Who knew that was different from phyllo dough?
This is what happens. No, you make it work.
Because this is puff pastry, pastry dough sheets, you're saying this is not what you would normally use.
No, but this is what we're going to do, because I'm all about the Gombe moment.
Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do is actually roll our puff pastry out. We will brush it with egg wash, and we will bake it.
With a new plan and confidence, we get going again.
How good are you with a knife?
Great.
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I'm not. But Carla is, so she chops up the scallions and the shallots and the garlic.
Let me get the pan on. And what we're going to do is sweat all of our onions and garlic and shallots down.
Okay, talk to me about sweating.
So all I'm saying is you just want them translucent. No color. Mm-hmm. They're just wilting down. I'm going to have you put some what I call compliments.
Compliments.
So you're going to do a nice pinch.
Okay.
And I call them compliments, which is salt, because if you don't use it, you ain't going to get no compliments.
I like that. You're pro-salt.
I'm pro-salt, but too many compliments is an insult.
Oh. Now, at this point, Carla adds 2 pounds of spinach to our salty, sweating mixture. I'm stirring it up as the leaves wilt down with some success.
Do you want tongs?
Oh, I was just thinking the tongs would be very helpful. Yeah, thank you. Let's see. I feel more in control now.
No, you're good.
Thank you.
Yeah. The tongs are one of my favorite tools in the kitchen.
Why did we go to the tongs in the beginning?
Because you wouldn't appreciate the tongs as much as you do now if I'd
all right, so we've got the spinach
the
wilting on the stove. And over on the table, we're mixing up the feta and ricotta in a bowl.
Yes.
We're going to add our lemon zest to this ricotta and feta mixture. Lemon and spinach, they love each other. And another thing that loves any kind of milk or creamy goodness is nutmeg. So would you do the honors of doing the nutmeg?
Okay, I'm just going to run this across.
Yeah, just...
Oh. That smells good.
Doesn't that smell good?
Yeah.
Okay, mixture done, and Carla is rolling out the substitute dough, and it seems to be working despite our hiccup. Next, we pre-bake the dough a little. We stack it all together with the spinach mixture squeezed dry of water. We put it all together, and all goes in the oven. There's something about Carla Hall. You almost forget that she's a celebrity chef. Here we are in her home kitchen where she's been cooking for 16 years. Now, maybe your kitchen isn't perfectly stocked like the kitchens you see on television. And Carla Hall likes to set an example that you can cook her recipes right there. She says it's important for her to stay flexible and nimble while she's cooking. Even though she's part of the whole celebrity chef culture, she has some concerns about the message that's being sent to aspiring young chefs.
Kids are going to culinary school saying, what do you want to do? Oh, I want to be on television. And they don't realize all the work that a lot of those people were doing 15, 20 years in the business and working at their craft. Some of these kids want to make food that looks good and looks pretty. But at the end of the day, you have to eat it, and you're feeding people, and it's an honor to feed people. This is not a flash in the pan career. I'm not saying that's everybody, but that's a lot of people going to culinary school now.
And by this point, our spanakopita is almost ready to come out of the oven.
Okay, I'm going to have some.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh!
Is it okay?
No, that's me being happy.
I thought you burned yourself.
I love it. I love it. I wonder if it's too late to change the recipe in the book.
You like that? You like mixing it up this
way? I do. I like it. Doesn't it make you do a happy dance?
We were spending time with Chef Carla Hall. Her recipe for spanakopita is at our website, npr.org. Her latest cookbook is called Carla's Comfort Foods, Favorite Dishes from Around the World. Hope you're hungry. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.